Rus Perik Beis Pasuk Ches. So Boaz has asked, who is this woman in the field gathering with such dignity and gathering with such good midos? And the foreman has told him all about everything he observed about Rus that day. So Vayomer Boaz el Rus. So Boaz speaks directly to Rus for the first time. And he says to her, Halo Shamat Biti. Do you not hear, my daughter? What is it that she did not hear? So some say that he spoke to her from a distance because she is an unmarried woman and he is a man of great status. Also, to approach her for conversation might not have been fitting in terms of his social stature. He also is asking if she hears his request that he's about to say as he goes on. So Boaz speaks directly to her, also so that she's not taken aback when she sees these two men talking about her and kind of looking her way and pointing at her. So he says, do you not hear my daughter, BT, taking a kind of parental responsibility because it's to care for a member of his extended family, since Mahlon is his nephew, or his cousin once removed, I should say, as Naomi's son. So he says, I'll tell he lil kot besade acher. Do not go to glean in any other field. Vigam lo sa'avuri mizeh. And don't go away from here. V'chosid ba'kin im na'arosoi. But rather stay here close to the maidens of my field, close to the young women of my field. So he urges her to only collect in her field, in his field, I'm sorry. But he is also ensuring that there's no question of any kind of hashtag Me Too sort of motivation here. He is not doing anything that would be negative. He is not doing anything that would be creepy. He is saying, you'll be here with the young women of my field. You'll be safe. By saying, V'gam lo sa'avuri mizeh, the Akedas Yitzchak makes a connection. When Avraham Avinu is talking to the three malachim who came to visit him, I will fetch a morsel of bread. And after that, you will move on. You will continue on. The intention of the travelers who visited Avraham was to keep traveling. So, v'achar ta'avoru, then you'll continue. Whereas Rus, where he says, v'gam lo sa'avuri mizeh, don't continue. Stay here. Don't worry about the na'arim behaving improperly toward you. Become a bas bayis. Become a member of the household. The Alshech, who saw the foreman as being negative, says that Boaz did not accept the negative report that the foreman was slanting. And he sensed that there was hatred, perhaps, by the fact that she was from Moab. So there's kind of, we hate immigrants. And jealousy, perhaps, because she was so beautiful. And so Boaz did not take any of that seriously. He had seen her deeds, and they were tremendously tzniustic and positive and pleasant. And so he knew for himself that she was a person of great quality. The Gra says that perhaps Boaz knew that there was some gossip in the fields, that maybe she could be a shidduch for him. So when he says, I'll tell he lilkot b'stei acher, and gam lo savuri mizeh, don't leave here, don't go to a different field, only take from me, perhaps he's investigating the shidduch a little bit. Boaz is also telling Rus that everybody judged you favorably, although the Alshech had said that perhaps not completely. By saying that she will stay with his Naros, with the maidens of his field, he is suggesting again that she stay away from the Na'arim, although she clearly was already doing that. Everybody's aware that she's kosher, but this way there would be no suspicions of who she's hanging out with. She has been only doing the right thing. She can continue to do so, even as she is benefiting from his hospitality. And the Ralbag says that this is a toeles, this is a benefit. You can learn from Sefer Rus that, and this is the Ralbag talking, that if a woman does need to work with men, it's always good to make sure she associates predominantly with the women who are present so that there will never be any suspicions of workplace immorality or impropriety taking place at the workplace. So Boaz is giving her kind of good paternal advice that a boss ought to always be careful of as well. And he continues, Pasuk Tes, Einayich basadeh asher yichtzorun v'holacht achareihen. Let your eyes be on the field that they reap and follow after them. Halotzi v'siyas hanorim l'vilti nogeich. Have I not, which is another way of saying I have, commanded the young men working in the field that they should not touch you, that they should not be nogea, they should not impact you directly, but also physically. When you are thirsty, go to the kelim, go to the vessels, and drink from what the young men have drawn in the buckets and the cups for people to drink from. Boaz is explaining that he would consider it a kindness, a favor to him, if she stayed with his workers, and it's to her advantage to do so. Free access to water and no embarrassment from the male workers. She will be having the privileges of being part of the household, to eat from, or drink at least, from that which the household is having. Don't work for me. Take what you need to sustain yourself and Naomi. And the Malbim makes a connection to the fact that David HaMelech, in a very famous story, when he was fighting it out with Shaul, had his men with him, and he said, "Mi yashkeni mayim mibe'er beis lechem asher bashar? Who will give me a drink of water from the well of Beis Lechem, which is by the gate?" The well of Beis Lechem was a very special place. David HaMelech, the descendant, knew it later, and Boaz was giving Rus permission to drink from this well.